Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. Today's date is January the 11th, 2012. What a year it has been starting off. 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. San Diego and Los Angeles. Lines are open, everyone. 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. As I have been mentioning and blasting out on all the social medias with all of you, to all of you, we are giving away tickets up from now until the actual award ceremony. So call in, you guys. I have today 2 VIP tickets and 2 red carpet reception tickets to give away. Call in 347-215-8709. Now, it's not going to be that easy because, you know, we are all about inspiring. When you call in, I want you to tell me why our community needs Keystone Leaders as the ones that we are honoring at the first annual Build, Grow, and Enjoy Awards and the ones that are on the air, especially the special, special guest that I have for you today. Yes, we're 2 weeks away, everyone, for the one-of-a-kind, first-time-ever community award ceremony that will honor those that make a difference in our community. And a celebration it's going to be. It will be January 28th, 2012, the first annual Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award, hosted at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center in Atlanta, Georgia, 4 to 6 p.m., red carpet reception, 7 to 10 p.m., you have the award ceremony. There will be live entertainment, food, beverages, gifts for all those that attend, and most important, connecting with our community leaders and celebrity community advocates. It is just going to be a celebration, everyone, and that's what it's all about, to honor and celebrate those that have made and is making a difference in our community. So come join, everyone. Tickets are on sale now. Like I said, today I have 2 VIP tickets to give away and 2 red carpet tickets away. Call in 347-215-8709. Let me know why Keystone Leaders are important in our community. And for more information on your tickets, you can go to BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. So, speaking of celebration, as you all know and have been tuning in, Build, Grow, and Enjoy has opened the airwaves for Keystone Leaders that will be honored at the awards ceremony that's up and coming. And just discussing their achievements throughout their community, you learning more of who they are and what difference they are making in our community and why they were selected as a Keystone Leader. So today is a very, very special day, as I said before, because it marks the beginning of the celebrating Build, Grow, and Enjoy's legendary honoree of the evening, along with Reverend Ralph David Abernathy, the man behind diversity in entertainment and television for the last 20 years. So with all honor, please, everyone, I have today Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson, president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and founder of the Diversity Award. Welcome, Jarvie!
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on air with you and to the community and all over the United States and other countries as well, and being a part of this.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. How's the weather in Los Angeles, or should I say the beautiful Beverly Hills? I just love that town.
Well, we always have great weather here. It's a little overcast today, but it's very nice, very pleasant, very, very comfortable weather. You don't even necessarily need a coat to be outside, so it must be pretty nice.
And you guys are getting ready for the People's Choice Award tonight at the Nokia 3 Theater, correct?
Yes, we are. We're getting ready for that, and I will be attending. And also, we're getting ready for the Golden Globes that will be aired on this Sunday. Tonight will be the People's Choice Award, which will be aired this evening. And we're getting ready for that. And Sunday, we're getting ready for the Golden Globes. So it's actually award seasons, and this is where the first annual Keystone Leadership Award falls also in the award season, and we're very honored to partake and be a part of something that's dealing with community and leadership and motivating our young people and giving opportunities to be a part and to be a mentorship and setting programs for them to further their ability to do things in our communities and seeing what work's being done and what leaders are doing in the community. I think this is an awesome award that has been formed as the first annual.
Wow, and that means a lot coming from you, Jarvie. And for those that don't know you, you coming to Atlanta, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, they know who you are in Atlanta. And there are some that's up and coming and don't know. But just going to let everyone know who you are as Jarvie Usherman and what your background is.
Certainly. I've been in the entertainment industry for over 20 years. Of entertainment. I started out in the pageant world of a producer director for the Miss America pageant system, I worked with the Miss Universe pageant system. I was actually the first African American brought on after Vanessa Williams won the title as Miss America. And that broke me into the entertainment industry. And I went from there, I went into the entertainment of motion picture and television as well as music, but I saw the need mostly the importance of diversity in television and behind the silver screens, that the need of diversity. And one of the key elements that I saw the importance of, that we all have a story to tell. There's so many people. I look at the United States as a melting pot. We have people from every part of the world that live in the United States, and we all have stories to tell. And I think this is so important that we realize that there's different elements of different backgrounds that we have to share, and there's much that we can learn. And one of the most important key factors is that I have traveled this world of realizing that so many people don't really know what diversity means. Diversity means everyone, and that's what I constantly have to stress enough, because of diversity doesn't mean any form of just Asian, African Americans and culture wise, and it means every part of culture, background, diverse of ideals. These are some of the elements that we really push on, is that because we have so many different things in television now, that and motion pictures, that has opened up and doing a lot of more avenues and letting things be coming on the cutting edge and being a part of the industry more so than it had before. So I think after such things that's happened in television, just seeing we're pushing for more shows that are people of color, of all backgrounds, and to being more agents on television and all over. That is our goal, to make it happen in the coming years, and that's what I'm pushing for, and that's what my creation of creating diversity in motion picture and television. And I found the need to create an award show, which is titled the Diversity Award, because of the fact that, not that it wasn't because people are of these colors have been not being honored, but we want to pay more recognition of their body of work and what they're doing, and how that it's the importance of this, what diversity means, and that people that, you know, that really 100% would like to participate and be involved in.
Exactly. Diversity is extremely important, especially in, you know, the entertainment and television industry. Mr. Hutcherson, you're absolutely correct, and that's why we thank you so much and appreciate you and all your efforts and all your contributions that you do for all of us in the industry. And that's why it's just absolutely an honor to honor you, you know, as a legacy, legendary honoree of the night. Now, I just want everyone to know a little bit more, you know, like I said, it is a tough industry, especially of those with different backgrounds. If you could just share, you know, there's a lot of people out there, especially in Atlanta, you know, Atlanta is transitioning into that Hollywood. So there's a lot right now going on with production, young producers, these actors. And I just want them to hear from the man himself on, you know, some words of inspiration or words of advice that you can tell them and moving forward with their calling and, you know, to succeed with their dreams. From your background, can you share that with everybody?
Oh, certainly. I would be more than glad. Well, one of the things that I go around speaking to young people, as well as people that are in writers, upcoming writers, producers, editors, directors, is that never let go of your dream. This is something, it is an industry that you have to put a lot of effort to make things happen, and a lot of time and commitment of your dreams, and you have to stay constantly involving in the industry and getting involved and participating in a lot of the various guilds and the projects that are undertaken that you can become a part of. I've learned that if you don't put yourself out there, it will never happen. People are not going to walk up to you and say, here. So this is something that we have to constantly push ourselves and motivate ourselves to be able to break in the industry and to be successful. And one of the factors that I tell young people is that we must network. We have to get out there and put ourselves out there, and you have to be able to send letters, write, express your feelings, get yourself involved, be a part of some of the various programs that are happening in your communities, and also things that are happening if you can get out into the Hollywood, as well as in New York, all over the world is in entertainment. In Atlanta, Atlanta, I know for sure, has grown tremendously in the entertainment world. So there's so many elements that you can participate and be a part of, and I totally recommend that you reach out to a lot of the guilds and a lot of the production companies, and also to some of them. When I say guilds, I mean the Writers Guild, the Directors Guild. There's all type of guilds that you can be a part of the Screen Actors Guild, to get information. They have various different programs and different things that you could get involved in, become a member of, and you could actually learn a lot so that when you reach out to the industry and wanting to get your projects and things out there, you'll be able to get some support and get people to direct you in the right direction. I think that's some of the most important things that we need to keep that in mind, and certainly look forward of being able to reach out. I usually tend, we have people in my office also that are able to direct in the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, that we're able to give young people direction. We give scholarships to students and the upcoming filmmakers, directors, and editors each year. And as of today, going into our 19th year, we've given over 225 scholarships.
Right, and that's what I was going to tell you. They can also join the Multicultural Picture Association and be a part of that, sort of walking on their way through. But Charlie, it's just amazing. I mean, 20 years, that is a long time. Oh my goodness, I can only imagine just the things you've seen and experienced. It's just, I'm just like, you know, from the day I met you, I was just drawn, like, wow, you know, and it's just absolutely an honor to have someone like you to come to Atlanta. I can tell you the buzz is going on that, wow, you know, Jarvie's coming. You know, they know you there, and they've said they've been to some of your stuff out in Los Angeles, and, you know, they are just like, this is such a great thing to get that attention for where we want to take the next step too. So how can someone become a part of the MMPA as a member, and where can they get that information?
Oh, certainly, yes. Well, one thing about our organization, we have a tendency, we're opening our doors up more so than a lot of the organizations. You don't necessarily have to be an executive or in the motion picture television business. You could perhaps be a movie or television buffer that tends to enjoy shows and want to be a part of something in the entertainment industry. So we're kind of an organization that's open to the public to be able to be a part of. And several ways that they could go to our website, which is www.thediversityawards.org, or they may contact our office to if they're wanting to get information to become a member and to know more about it. And certainly we're also on Facebook if they would like to look up under the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, MMPA. There's various ways that they could get involved in. We have positions as well as in volunteers, as well as in becoming members. And there's always, we have a mentorship program that we take young people under our wings and put them in directions with mentorship with various production companies. So we reach out in all directions and try to help. And one, if they're very interested in knowing more about it, they may contact the office at area code 310-497-4554. Again, that's area code 310-497-4554. And then that way they can obtain more information.
Right, exactly. And right now you guys are over about 1,600 plus members, so it's growing rapidly for those
yes.
that want to be a part of the industry.
Exactly, and we currently are getting ready to introduce another educational scholarship program over in the UK as well, in which I'll be going over in the probably the third month, in 1st of March, I'll be over in the UK introducing our program, and we're really excited about that, and we're very happy to know that we are not only in the States, but we're going all over in Europe and all over. We're planning on going eventually over into other countries as well.
Awesome. Exactly. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Jarvie, and when we get back, we're just going to, you know, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to open the air for those that want to call in and just, you know, if we need to pinpoint something or talk a little more on something that you'd like to share, I'm going to open it up and let you just share with everyone. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right, looking for it.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back on air today chatting with the Keystone Leader, legendary honoree of the evening, Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson, president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, founder of the Diversity Award, and like I said, we are honoring Mr. Hutcherson for 20 years of diversity in entertainment and television. First annual Bill Grun and Joy, Keystone Leadership Award, where we will be celebrating the community, other community leaders, community, celebrity advocates. Lines are open, everyone. I don't know what's up with you guys today, but, hey, this is Jarvie on the line, and, you know, you guys, you've been calling in, 347-215-8709. I have two VIP tickets to give away for this award ceremony. Also have the red carpet reception tickets to give away. I don't want you guys calling me at the last minute. I know you guys hit me up on Facebook like, hey, what's tickets? Or so, I mean, give us a call. We're going to be giving them away all the way until up to the award ceremony. Maria and I only have a selected few. So call in. We'll give it to you guys some tickets today and see the red carpet. Be a part of this celebration that is going to change our community of Atlanta for the better and definitely allow it to thrive, and that's what it's all about. So, Mr. Hutcherson, is there something that's special that you want to share to all those that are listening? Because I'm sure they're listening. When it comes to some very important details that they should know.
I want them to know that diversity is such a key element, and that the entertainment, motion picture and television, we are making some strides and we are making some great changes. There's a lot of more work to be done in the industry, but I think it takes a multitude of people and it takes time to be to push for these things to happen. And I certainly am coming to Atlanta because I want to meet a lot of you there. They're in Atlanta, as well as that are flying in from all over the United States and other parts of the world that will be there for the Keystone Leadership Awards. This is a very important, as far as I am concerned, and others are stating that this is a very important awardship that I think a landmark, that we're creating something here that will go on from year after year that will happen, and we're very happy to know that the organizations that are putting this forward, the Build Growth and Enjoy, that's a very, very, very well put together organization and a radio show as well as company that's putting this together. We're very excited. So I really want to reach out to all of you to participate, to support, buy tickets, spread the word, and definitely be a part of this. And certainly I hope to be able to shake your hands and you'd be able to tell me you heard me on the radio here and that's why you're there, and we get a chance to meet and support all the honorees as well as network with each other. This is what it's all about, and certainly I'm open to help where I can in the entertainment industry, and it's so important that I'm a person of giving back and believe in that, and I know someone had to help me, so I want to help somebody else. So that's, I could truly say that's what my inspiration and what I want to inspire others and be a part of. So that's what I would say, that I hope that you would take time and definitely put some effort to be there that night. I think that's it, what I like to say.
Very inspirational, and thank you, Jarvey. We here at Bill Grown and Joy want to extend our congratulations to you and your contributions in entertainment and television throughout the industry itself with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, the Diversity Awards. We thank you, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to be a part of it, and I commend you for your outstanding leadership as well as your dedication and commitment. It's so important, and I'm quite sure we notice your work, and it's not going unsaid, but it certainly is you to be commended of the commitment that you're giving and the time and effort that you're putting forth. And I know that there's some young people out there listening, and people of all ages are listening and that understand what this is all about, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. I can't wait to arrive in Atlanta on that time period. I'll be there for about four days. I'll actually be there, and I want to get a chance to meet so many of you at some of the places that I will be at, but mostly I want to see you at the awards and look forward to seeing you on the red carpet.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jarvey, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Don't party too hard tonight.
I have to be ready for the nation. We have events every night leading up to the Golden Globes, and we have the Oscars coming up and many other awards that are coming up. I just recently would like to make mention of this, the African American Critic Awards. It's produced by a gentleman, Gil Richardson, from Atlanta, and it was held here the other night, and I was a part of that. So certainly there's a lot of people in Atlanta that are involved in the industry, and certainly let's come out and let's have a good time.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and see you in 2 weeks.
All righty, very good. Take care. I look forward to seeing everyone.
And there you guys have it. Another Keystone leader, legendary honoree of the evening, Mr. Jarvey Hutcherson, president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and founder of the Diversity Award at the upcoming Bill Grown and Joy Keystone Leadership Award, where we will be celebrating the community. Tickets are on sale now. You guys heard it. He is going to be in town for 3 to 4 days. This is your opportunity to meet the man that makes the difference, the man behind it all. So get your tickets today. You won't regret it. It's going to be an evening of fun and definitely a momentous event that is going to change and better our community, especially in Atlanta. I know you guys are out there, hustling, Atlanta's known. It's the city that doesn't have time to hate because we're too busy hustling. And there's so many producers and actors and transitioning to that motion picture industry in Atlanta. So it's just an honor to have Jarvey come, and we honor him, and he shares his experience and can see what's going on in our community because he is a man and the guy that you need to know. So more information on BillGrownAndJoy.com. No one called in for your tickets, so hey. I still got them, so you can hit me up on Facebook. You can email me on BillGrownAndJoy.com. Become a member so you can keep up with what's going on with the loop up to the award ceremony and going forth, because we're going to have Keystone Leaders on the air up to the award ceremony. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. We will be back on the air on Friday. I will have another Keystone Leader, the next one, another one that actually I have been a foot soldier with. He actually allowed me to help endorse his book that he has out in securing business funding and funds to get your businesses launched and going forward. And ex-CEO of a bank, you know, businessman, entrepreneur, and that's Mr. Charles Green. And we're going to be on the air on Friday. He's the recipient of the Developing American Award for his contributions with the Small Business Finance Institution. So, BillGrownEnjoy.com, get your tickets, everyone. It's a pleasure. It is about to go down in the ATL. You guys know how we do it. Check it out. So you guys have a great day, a great evening, and I will talk to you guys back on Friday on BillGrownEnjoy.com. And as always, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.